Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Good afternoon, Richmond. It's 12 noon, and I'm AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town. We got you covered for high school football, the 804 broadcast game of the week, and the Thursday night walkthrough with Gary Hess and Gary Criswell. College, your home for the Hokies and the Hoos. And the National Football League, Richmond's home for the Commanders. And today in the NFL is what we like to call an overreaction Tuesday. Here at 910 The Fan, we'll decide if we think people are overreacting to a win, maybe overhyping a team or a coach, and whether or not we agree or disagree on NFL hits. We'll bring on Nick Ashew, who covers the Commanders. Same with Denton Day at 2 p.m. And, of course, we'll hear from Dan Quinn, who spoke yesterday about the latest injury update to Jaden Daniels, who did do a workout on Saturday. And I know Michael and I are pretty confident he will make his return, a Cali boy getting his first start in L.A. against the Chargers on Sunday. But you know how we like to start the show every day, by catching you up on anything you might have missed around the sports world when we open up the sports app.
Here it is, everybody.
Clearly, this is the future.
Stats, scores, highlights.
Whoa, are you serious?
Wi-Fi plus 3G, 64K. This one.
The sports app.
The MLB postseason. Major League Baseball's second season. October baseball, always fun getting started on a September 30th here Tuesday. First pitch in about an hour, AL wildcard Tigers against the Guardians. Padres Cubs, congratulations to Chicago getting back into the playoffs. They will host this wildcard matchup against San Diego at 3 p.m. from Wrigley Field. And then, as Michael said, cannot wait for tonight. It's always fun for the Yankees and the Red Sox, especially in the postseason. From the Bronx, the 94-win Yankees against the 89-win Sox in the AL wildcard game. And the late one is the Reds at the LA Dodgers. Let's move over to the NFL on the sports app. So there were two Monday Night Football games last night, and you needed it because everybody, I think, made the right decision to switch out of the Jets game, and then you were like, well, the Bengals game is awful. We got to go back to that. Both games kind of ended up being not good football games. Aaron Glenn, after the game, blasts his team. Very disappointing after the 0-4 loss. I mean, there were so many errors there in that one. Let's take a listen to the final call here. The Dolphins beat the Jets to get their first win of the season.
Pitches it off to the near side, and it's Julian Hill who pitches back, and a flag comes out. We'll have to check the flag here, and a scuffle now after time had expired. There's a couple of flags down. Daniel out there just trying to keep his guys on the sideline.
Illegal forward pass on your offense. That penalty's declined. The game is over.
It'll end the game. And the Dolphins,
I mean, that's how a game that was error-filled like that should end. The big story is that Tyreek Hill dislocated his knee. It was an ugly injury. He will be lost for the season. McDaniel saves his job. But I guess you got to say now that Aaron Glenn's on the hot seat. I mean, his team's 0-4, and they just lost to the worst team in the league. Bengals, big win over the lousy Bengals. And now you got to put Zach Taylor on the hot seat. If he wasn't already on your hot seat, I said he should have been fired last year. Here is R.J. Harvey into the end zone, part of the Broncos demolishing of the Bengals.
I don't know if he thought he'd get it on 16 carries. That's a pretty healthy average.
Here's Harvey. All alone. Touchdown, Broncos.
So we'll go around the NFL today on AY Radio, but those two games last night wrap up week four in the National Football League. No Lamar update yet. No Lamar Jackson update yet on his hamstring injury. That's the big news that everybody is waiting for. I told you guys last week, the loser of that game misses the playoffs. I confirmed it yesterday. I don't think Baltimore will get in, especially with this injury to Lamar here. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Let's go over to college football on the sports app. So as we were just talking about during Crosstalk, the ACC seems to be wide open. In Blacksburg this Saturday will be Virginia Tech hosting Wake Forest, who nearly took down the top team, Georgia Tech. Virginia has to stay hot. They got to get a good win here, or that Florida State win means nothing. They're going to Kentucky to take on Louisville. We've got Boston College, Pitt, Clemson against Bill Belichick's Tar Heels from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, Clemson, 12 noon on the ESPN. And then Syracuse, SMU. But the big game is Saturday night, Miami at Florida State. In the top 25, there are a ton of great matchups as well coming up this weekend. It does feel like this is just setting up for a terrific weekend of college football. We highlighted this yesterday. I'll mention again, Vanderbilt and Diego Pavia beat Alabama last year. They go to Tuscaloosa Saturday, 3:30 on ABC. Let's find out who the top five teams are in the SEC. It's Kublik and Harper.
Power rankings, Cole. Our producers have asked us our top five teams.
Okay.
We've been through 5 weeks of the season. We're getting close to halfway. And Cole, I don't think we're even close to each other in some of these rankings. Let's go through it right now. I got Vandy at five, Missouri at four, Georgia, Alabama, led by Ole Miss. I can't believe we're both on the same one.
Vandy and Mizzou, I think, are both really close. There are not a lot of great wins for either one of us to brag about with those two teams, but they are undefeated. I think we both like a lot of what they're doing. Oklahoma is at four only because John Mateer is injured. I might have them higher than that without his injury. I just don't know what that status is going to be, but that defense is still going to keep them in every game, and you have the weapons on the perimeter. Alabama might have the best win of anybody with what they did to Florida State and where they were ranked and where they're ranked now. So this is a tough practice because there's a couple that aren't on my list that aren't on your list, and we could make an argument that could be at four or five.
It's
a little early, but
it's still very early. I love what Texas A&M is doing defensively and offensively with Marcel Reed. Finding Le'Veon Moss last week. Getting that run game going.
The run game was
big for them.
Legit.
But I just love what Vanderbilt's doing offensively. And Missouri, to me, is the sneakiest team of all the SEC because what they do offensively travels. It doesn't matter where you're at. The run game and the solid defense, that's good. Doesn't matter where the venue is.
I think I know what you're doing with Vanderbilt there at five.
That's kind of wild. That is not my top five at all. I mean, I still think you have to have Georgia in the top five, even though they lost to Alabama. I'll put Bama in there. Oklahoma, Ole Miss, and LSU. AWOD's top five in the SEC, but there are 10 teams in the top 20 in the SEC. That's why they're going to dominate once again the college football playoffs. But the voice of the SEC is Paul Feinbaum, and he believes it's the Big Ten in the driver's seat. Let's take a listen.
Yes, I think if you're honest about college football, and I try to be very honest here, even if it hurts, the Big Ten is in the driver's seat right now. There's no getting around it. The SEC is a mix and a mess. You're trying to decide whether Ole Miss or Alabama are the best teams right now, and they both have their flaws. Texas, we'll find out more about. But as of this moment, those numbers are indicative of where we are. Now, the good news for the SEC, it's late September.
So the SEC, I think, is way more strong than the Big Ten, but the Big Ten has more undefeated teams right now. Indiana, cupcake schedule. Maryland's undefeated. They haven't played anybody yet, right? Oregon's undefeated, as well as Ohio State, the Ohio State Buckeyes. They're one, Oregon's two, and, of course, Penn State's still in it, even though they have that loss to Oregon from this past weekend. So that's, I mean, three teams right there that will probably be in the college football playoffs. That's why I think it will be, once again, probably four teams SEC, four teams Big Ten, maybe another team from one of those two conferences, two ACC teams at the most, and then one other team that sneaks in representing the Big 12. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We are just a few weeks away from the start of hockey and the NBA. We'll bring back our Wizards Wednesday segment with Dave Johnson. Yesterday was Wizards Media Day. Media in Washington, D.C. had a chance to sit down with the Washington Wizards, and they have changed the roster so much. It's going to be interesting to see the way this season plays out. It's another season where I will be doing box score breakdowns rather than checking the wins and losses, because the development of Trey Johnson, the development of Bilal Coulibaly, the development of Alex Saar is vastly more important than this team winning games. You're listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open. We want to hear from you. 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. Do you think Jane Daniels will make his return Sunday against the Chargers? How about Sam Cosmi? When is he going to be back? And then you got the three other weapons on offense: Terry McLaurin, Noah Brown, and John Bates. Bates told reporters he hopes to be back, as he is going to go through practice workouts this week. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan, Richmond's home for the Commanders, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Washington sits at 2-2, and they're set to travel across the country to take on the LA Chargers Sunday at 4:25 on Fox. It's going to be a good one, Michael.
Oh, man, this is going to be so fun. Justin Herbert's been so good this year, but then they have their inexplicable loss out in New York to Jackson Dart. They need a rebound game. I haven't loved the number of teams that they're playing this year who are on rebound games. Atlanta getting blanked by Carolina very clearly was important for them to generate momentum. It's going to be the same in LA. These guys are thinking Super Bowl. These guys are thinking big. They're thinking AFC West title. They need a bounce back game after what happened in New York.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing about the NFL, where when the schedule comes out, you can pick your wins and losses, but it really comes down to matchups and who's coming in hot, who's coming in cold, who's the desperate team, and it kind of seems like 2 weeks in a row now, right? Atlanta was blanked 30-0. The Chargers are still pissed they lost to the Giants, gave Jaxie Dart his first career win. It's not a great spot for Washington. And when the schedule came out, I said, this is one of the top three toughest games on the schedule.
And the Bears next week coming off a bye, the Monday nighter, but the Bears are going to be on 15 days rest for that game. You know teams coming off of byes are more successful historically. So it's not who you play, it's when you play them. Hasn't broken the right way, but I'm optimistic Jaden Daniels returns on Sunday. You know my take. I think they would have won that game Sunday with Jaden Daniels.
You really think that?
I think you look at the first possession of the second half where they settled for three.
Yeah.
I think he scores a touchdown and gets seven. And then after the Sanders still interception where they have to settle for the field goal right away, I think you let him run the ball. He gets in. They get seven there. I've just created 8 points for you.
Yeah, but Atlanta ended with the ball.
Yes,
and with our defense not stopping anyone, they would have gotten into game-winning field goal range.
It is very hard to argue with that. They were torching the defense all day long. Certainly a scenario where they have the ball with 2 minutes left needing a win, they probably get the win.
Do you agree that in the NFL, 27 points on the road is good enough?
Yes. Oh, with a backup quarterback and with Terry out? Goodness, yes. You should win if you score 27 on the road, regardless of circumstances. Even if Jaden was in and they had scored 27, that needs to be enough to win a football game.
Yeah, but there is one theme that is absolutely true throughout the entire road test of this season. It's slow starts.
It is, and Dan Quinn mentioned it. It was the first thing he said after the game. We started slow in both of our road games. We're going to look at that going into L.A. this week. Now, I think they had planned for the long trip to L.A. all along, but I think certainly that validates his decision to do that. We're going to get to L.A. We're going to practice Friday. We're going to practice Saturday. We're going to wake up there Sunday. We're going to feel like a home game because we've been there for so long. We're going to go out. We're going to play our best at SoFi, a place where historically there is not much of a home field advantage, right? That historically, the crowds at SoFi tend to be tamer, tend to be more 50-50. It's not a loud, raucous environment. I think it's very much top of mind for Dan Quinn is how to get those faster starts on the road.
This is going to be a big challenge for Dan Quinn and his entire coaching staff. They need to have a better game plan, and they need to maybe dumb it down or limit it so that the players can absolutely execute it. I did feel like it came down to the players not executing the play calls on Sunday.
Yeah, I also worry they can't get any dumber than what it was. I mean, they're playing some simple cover threes when they were losing guys. And you know, our guy Logan Paulson does great tape breakdowns. Well, this is a defense they teach you in high school football. This is a defense every college base installs in summer camp. This is not an outlandish ask to say play cover three defense, right? Like any football textbook you're going to read is going to draw up a cover three shell for you, and it didn't look like they were putting any wrinkles on it. They're just running the cover three shell, and they were running it incorrectly. At a certain point, I think you've got to look at, can we put Noah Igbinoghene in for some snaps? Can we bring in some fresh blood? Can we rotate some guys in and out? Because you've got to send a message at some point, this just isn't acceptable.
Yeah, I'm wondering if you do something to move Lattimore. Can he play inside at all? On the outside, he's too slow.
Yeah.
And it makes it look like so that every amateur that watches the game says, Marshawn Lattimore sucks. I don't think he, like, I don't think in terms of like an NFL player, he sucks. I think he's too slow.
Remember DeSean Jackson in like his final 4 years, and it's just like he was still DeSean Jackson. You saw it from time to time, but there were so many plays where he's kind of checking out of the play mentally, or he just didn't get the step, wasn't able to outrun guys. It just feels like we're in that stage of Lattimore's career. Like, right. Because we've seen it, we know this guy's capable of that, but the guy we're looking at right now is not capable of doing that snap in and snap out. I don't think you can continue to pair him with number one receivers.
No, it's frustrating because, I've heard it after the games, he will, even in Green Bay, he will say, well, I'm not getting burnt deep. Yeah, but you're getting burnt on simple 10-yard out routes, and that's moving the freaking chains because of you.
Yeah, not just that, but you know, if you're getting beat 4 yards, 5 yards, there are teams who build strategies around that. That's how teams play Mahomes right now, right? Is you give him 5 yards at a time, hope somebody has a holding, sets it back. They have 3rd and 12, 2nd and 14, 2nd and 16s, where he's giving up 15 yards, chunk yardage.
Right.
You know, though, if he gives up 5 yarders on those, I'm less mad. If you give up 12 yards on 2nd and 16, well, now they're back on pace again. Those are the plays you can't give up.
Yeah, that's why, to me, it's on the players, right? I mean, there were several times in which we got a big stop on first down, and it was 2nd and long. And then, oh, yeah, Drake London got 14 of the 16 yards. And then 3rd and 2, they converted.
It was tough to watch. Just so many moments that could have changed the game. That final drive by Atlanta. I keep saying final drive. Obviously, they had one more after it. But the big 7-minute drive in the fourth quarter where they bled out the clock. A 3rd and 5. A 3rd and 6, and a 3rd and 6. You just need one player to make one big play in that stretch. One pass deflection, one breakup, one sack, one pressure. Any of those can give you the ball in a one-score football game.
Yeah, and just also, you know, we talked about this. This defense, we're looking at almost 2 years now, right? I mean, because Dan Quinn's been in charge. They have been doing what Ron Rivera did, bend but don't break. That's not good defense because when you break, you're awful. And that's what this team did. And now you look at it, and it's like, well, 2 of the 4 games they've broke. And when you're letting the Falcons get 400 yards of offense and then get into the end zone, you're just giving your team no chance. The first quarter, Marcus Mariota was on the field for 3 plays. 3 plays, because the defense couldn't get off the field.
I just forget Ron Rivera. How long have we been talking about communication in the secondary for? You know, Joe Witt talks about communication in the secondary and imports. Jack Del Rio talked about communication in the secondary. Ron Rivera talked about it. Joe Barry talked
Jim
about
Haslett
it.
Talked
Jim
about
Haslett
yeah.
talked
you
about
it. You go back
it.
To Greg Williams.
Greg Williams talked about it. Communication in the secondary. We've been talking about this for 2 decades now. Communicate in the secondary.
Right. Well, maybe that's the issue right there. Maybe we need to stop the communication. It's not working. They're not speaking English to each other. Every single week, it's the same thing where a team will do a simple motion, and they're forcing us to communicate, and they know we're not going to because we don't talk to each other. Because I don't know that they even like Marshawn Lattimore. I mean, it's just, it's an awful, it's simply... Can we change that? Can we just do man-to-man because the communication's not working?
You know, whatever you do, you've got to find a way because these breakdowns discourage the defensive line, too. The defensive line had some good plays, pushed them back on some plays. To push them back into 2nd and 15 and then watch them give it up, that's dispiriting. Like, look at Cincinnati last night. They quit on the game midway through the game. Like, I don't want to get to the point where we're quitting on games.
Yeah, I think the thing that pissed me off the most was the play action to the tight end. That is the number... It's like the number one play in football.
You know
Spider
it's coming.
Y2 banana, right?
You know it's coming.
You fake it, and the tight end is leaking out. And we saw that last night. I think it was the Jets stopped it, right? When they tried to do it to, like, Darren Waller, even though he ended up scoring a couple times. Like, every team in the NFL runs it, and the good teams know how to stop it.
It's such a base play. I don't understand why it's such an issue after so long. You think about training camp where guys are running vanilla plays. It's what you see in training camp. It's what you're watching the offense run in training camp over and over and over again. It's a really simple play.
And you can't blame injuries because when I talked to Quan Martin at training camp, we were boots on the ground. He said, yeah, we feel really good about our defense flying around, and Will Harris is going to be the tight end stopper. Well, when he was healthy, we still weren't stopping tight ends.
We haven't been stopping tight ends in 20 years. I mean, just the parade of, like, go back to Jeremy Shockey torching these guys
right.
for 150 yards.
Jason Witten.
That's what's discouraging. Dan Quinn doesn't own the last 20 years, but we've watched him. We've watched the last 20 years of these guys can't put a secondary together, can't stop tight ends. They get torched by them every week. We've watched it over and over and over again. That's the frustration for us.
Right.
We've lived it for so long.
We've seen this team get torched by tight ends since Zach Ertz was on the Eagles.
Exactly.
And way before that.
The torture has become the torchee. It goes all the way back. It's really frustrating. And I understand Dan Quinn can't be held responsible for the last 20 years, but he could be held responsible for the last four games, and they just haven't been good enough. None of the four have been in the secondary. Even in that Giants game, when Russ had a second, he threw it deep and had success. That Raiders game, they started strong. They ended strong the first and fourth quarters. When the D-line wasn't operating at a phenomenal level, the secondary was breaking down. I don't think they've had a good half yet this year.
Yeah, and the other thing that's really frustrating is with the way our defense is playing, like, all offseason, we were contenders, right? We were the real deal.
Sure.
Right? Week one, we were the real deal. Yeah. We whooped up on the Giants. Where do you think we are in power rankings right now? I don't think we're top 10.
Nah, I think we're between 10 and 15, though. Yeah, I'd put us about 12.
I mean, that's so deflating.
Not solidly in the playoffs.
16 right now on ESPN.
Oh, I disagree with that. They're better than that. It's one glaring weakness. And a chance to shore it up. They traded for Marshawn Lattimore last year. Trade for somebody this year. Keep trying.
It's a glaring weakness on defense and an offense that's down five starters.
Yeah, but Jaden's coming back. Terry will come back at some point. It's not a fatal blow. Bill looked so good, by the way. I know I'm late to the bandwagon, but I hope people make room for me on it. He looked fantastic. He played really well. This is still a playoff football team. And they may not win against the Chargers. I've penciled this as a loss for a long time. I think the Chargers are sneaky good this year. Maybe not even sneaky good anymore after their first few games. They may not win this week. This is a team that's capable of making the playoffs, though, and I think they still have enough talent on the team to do it.
That's Michael Phillips. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AY Radio on The Fan. Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AY, live and local, here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders. If you want to chime in, 833-804-0910. I'm going to try to do a positive Commander segment here. I think Michael was trying to get under my skin last segment, Stub. Just kind of coming at me, everything here. I mean, look, we're all frustrated that the team is 2-2. And while everybody is down on the Commanders, down on the coaching staff, down on the front office, down on the players, down on the lack of moves to improve the defense, we need to give credit where credit's due. All right? And I'm not giving up on anybody that's been brought into this front office. Maybe Marshawn Lattimore, all right? But everybody else that's been brought in, I still think there's a plan for them in place. But this front office was mocked this offseason, and everybody thought one player we traded for was overrated, over the hill, and out of shape. And he's been spectacular, and that's Deebo Samuel. And he's been everything you could have wanted, everything you could have expected, and more. He's been a legit number one weapon here in Washington, and there hasn't been a number two, and there hasn't even really been a number three. He's been everything. He's been the biggest piece of our offense and a special teams ace when needed. And so, like, I think you have to talk about that as positivity here, because everybody's talking about how this front office made mistakes in the offseason because the defense is not better. They tried to bring in Javon Kinlaw, Will Harris, Dietrich Wise. We've lost two of the three guys they brought in. But you have to give them credit for Deebo Samuel, whose time in San Francisco came to an end, and they mutually agreed, all right, to go our separate ways and work on a trade for the former South Carolina standout, the former Gamecock. Well, Peters was actually part of the organization that drafted him, right? So he gives up a fifth-round pick to jump in and get involved in the Deebo Samuel trade, and it looks like a great investment already, right? He is obviously eating up a lot of money, and that's the only part of this that's kind of frustrating is, well, what happens when he's gone at the end of the season because somebody else gets paid and we're stuck with McLaurin, right, who's injured currently right now. But he's on pace to be 1,000 yards all-purpose receiving and rushing, to be a Pro Bowler. He looks healthy. He looks like he's focused. He looks like he is being a really good part and a good piece in the Cliff Kingsbury offense. We saw, fourth down, game on the line, absolutely have to have it. It's your backup quarterback. He still went to Deebo Samuel, who burnt the corner on the sidelines and got into the end zone. We still lost the game, but that was fourth down, game on the line. You absolutely need to have it, and Debo got it. And I think we should be giving him credit for that and the front office credit for that. Because the defense was awful. Defense was out-executed. They were overpowered. They did not look like they were on the same page with each other. And the offense was good enough. 27 points, and Debo Samuel was once again a star. As we look forward to next week, Washington going out to L.A. to take on the Chargers. Here's Dan Quinn on Jaden Daniels and the latest report on QB1, his expectations. Here is Dan Quinn. Let's take a listen.
I know you'll probably ask also about Jaden. He had a strong workout here Saturday, and we'll take today and tomorrow and work out his practice plan. We'll go through the whole process with him this week, medically, how he feels, how he practices, and give you the updates Wednesday as I know him.
So we'll hear from DQ again tomorrow, but here's my perspective on this, okay? Jaden Daniels wanted to play Sunday against the Raiders. Dan Quinn said no. Dan Quinn wanted Jaden Daniels to play the following week against the Atlanta Falcons. The medical staff said no. I don't think there's anybody that's getting in the way of Jaden Daniels making his return this weekend. He has now had more than enough time since the September 11th injury. It's 19 days currently, and oh yeah, it's just Tuesday. So I believe Jaden Daniels will return. We're still waiting for the latest on Terry, John Bates, and Noah Brown, but I want to hear Dan Quinn thoughts on Tell the Truth Monday, because we've talked about this in the past. I do think it's one of the good bits that he does, and that must have been a very difficult conversation. Tell the Truth Monday, the defense sucked, right? I mean, how else do you put it? Here's Dan Quinn on his Tell the Truth Monday yesterday, speaking to the media.
Hey, Coach.
Hi, Donna.
In Tell the Truth Monday, what was the most pressing thing that you wanted to articulate to the team as a whole?
Yeah, it was good. It's exactly what I had discussed with you guys earlier about let's make sure the identity of how we want to play, it just shows up in every way, Donna. That means at home, at away, the ability to go finish, not feeling it out, fighting early first round. Like, man, make sure we are aggressive and bold and go right from the beginning. And I also remind that doesn't mean that you can't finish with a punt or if they get a field goal, it's not starting fast. It's a mindset. It's an attitude. And I've seen, and we all have seen, what it looks like when that energy does come out. And we've seen it where it's not to the level that we want. So that was, you know, at the top of the pile for me. I know that they'll fight and finish. That's who they are. I want to make sure right the whole time through, Donna. Like, that's just how we play and being bold and aggressive. When you miss your moments, it stings. It hurts. And you want to acknowledge them. So we point them out and say, hey, this is how we're going to get better. And it takes all of us to do that. So those were the two things for us, the energy and let's go get better.
Yeah. And they have, I think, established the identity this year of when you get knocked down, you get back up again. And this was getting knocked down. The good thing is they've gotten back up again in the past, and this team under Dan Quinn this year has not lost two games in a row. I expect a much better performance on the road against the Chargers this upcoming Sunday. But, like, why I'm staying optimistic and positive, I think you need to give this team credit for not giving up, all right? Ugly first quarter. You're down 10-0 on the road in Atlanta. They now have all the momentum in the world. You start to crawl and get back into this game, all right? And, of course, we're all pissed, all right, that they gave up the touchdown after we made it 24-16 after the interception, right? We're driving down the field. Mariota wants that ball back. He threw a bad pass. He gets intercepted. The defense makes their best play of the game. Mikey Sanders still interception. We got to take advantage of that. They get the field goal, and then just the worst drive of the game, 7 plays, 72 yards. A lot of teams would have rolled over then, right? It was the middle of the fourth quarter, all right, and you're down, maybe not the middle, about 12 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and you're down 15 points, 31-16. You could have given up. They went down the field 11 plays, 76 yards, and a touchdown that passed to Debo Samuel that we talked about that they absolutely needed, and he got it. That's fight right there, and that's an identity that I like to see, is not giving up, fighting till every single down is done, till every second is off the clock. They get into the end zone, Of course, you need a stop. They didn't get the stop. They let Atlanta go down the field. I'm going to give them credit that they got a stop in the red zone there for basically what it felt like the first time all game and held Atlanta to the field goal. And, of course, we needed to rely on an onside kick after that because we used our timeouts. But that's the kind of thing that I want to see, is this team fighting until the final down and distance, because they did not give up. And I've been a fan of 32 years of this team. I've seen us give up in the past. I've seen us give up under Gruden. I've seen us give up under Rivera. We didn't give up. And I think that's something to be proud of. We're talking about, Dan Quinn has 5 blowout wins in 2 years here already in Washington. Well, he hasn't had a blowout defeat yet, right, outside of week one last year to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and I guess you could consider that conference championship game. They have fought in every single game. That's what I like to see, as I'm keeping it optimistic here and positive on a Tuesday. All right, let's get the latest from Dan Quinn on the injury updates to Terry McLaurin, John Bates, and Noah Brown.
Yeah, I'd say we're all trending in the right space on there, John. We'll have a better update on Wednesday in terms of practice planning and that. But arrows are heading up for a number of the guys that Javonte with the game. But for the guys that have missed some, we're making progress.
So doesn't really give us a firm answer, but J.P. Finley is reporting John Bates will make his return back to practice this week. I am not very optimistic about Terry or Noah Brown. You're going to need to continue to have Deebo Samuel, Luke McCaffrey, and Jalen Lane be the pass catchers, as well as Zach Ertz and maybe some more opportunities for Ben Sennett, who played a lot of snaps on Sunday. One more time, here's Dan Quinn, his thoughts on this season. Nobody's happy the team is 2-2, but that's what Tell the Truth Monday is about. Time to get better and improve. Here's Dan Quinn on the season so far.
So through 4 games, 2-2, as the head coach, what have you seen so far? Obviously a mixed bag. What have you liked, and maybe what haven't you liked?
Yeah, so I would say I thought offensively the guy's done a good job with the ball, you know, in terms of taking care of it, being mindful for it. We've not created enough, takeaway opportunities defensively, so I'll start with that right kind of at the top of the pile. I think we're gaining on our running game, you know, and making progress into that space. Up until the second half, I was pleased with where we were gaining ground on third down on defense. But overall, just, man, let's make sure consistent at it, Scott. No roller coaster, like this is how we go all the time. And I want that play style to be wherever we're at and however we go. And so we'll dig in hard to do that.
I do think that the offense is doing its job. Offensively, we've been good enough, absolutely. 26.8 points per game is top 10, 154 rushing yards. We want more passing yards. But, like, this whole offseason we said, well, Washington's going all in on the offense to maximize Jaden Daniels. Well, when you don't have Jaden Daniels and you maximize the offense, you're kind of relying on the offense to be carried by Jaden Daniels, and he's not there. So, like, I thought Marcus Mariota was good enough to get the win, and I don't really believe that Jaden would have won the game, but I also think that Jaden absolutely gives a shot every single time he's out there, and you just don't know how much better everybody else would have been with Jaden, right? Deebo had a great game. He might have been better. Jeremy, what's his name? Bill had a good game. Jacory Kruski-Merritt, he might have been better with Jaden Daniels. And maybe Washington stays on the field longer and Washington's defense would get more rest and they would be better. But complimentary football is going to be the most important thing this Sunday for them to get back to their winning ways. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Come back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD, live and local here on a Tuesday, September 30th, just after 12:45. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. Washington hoping to get Jaden Daniels back for the Chargers game this weekend. What did you think were the biggest issues in Washington's game against the Falcons? That'll be the question of the day on the Richmond Commander, 833-804-0910. I wanted to talk Starbucks here on the non-sports story of the day. At least two local Starbucks locations have closed in Richmond amid company's wider restructuring. And the one that closed that is near and dear to my heart is the one that's on Boulevard right behind River City Roll. Every Friday, new rule on 910 The Fan, we roll. Broadcasting live from River City Roll. And I treat myself to a nice coffee,
of course,
or a breakfast sandwich, or a hot tea with honey every Friday because I'm out there.
Yeah, yeah.
That is my Starbucks. It's a fantastic Starbucks. It was my Starbucks, and they took it from me. And when I first moved to town, that Starbucks was the most crowded Starbucks I had seen in a while. And I want to say multiple people from my building and in Scott's Addition would work from that Starbucks, right? They'd set up their laptop. They'd hang out there. They'd drink, whatever. They, about 3 to 6 months ago, they gutted that Starbucks and basically changed the entire layout to make it all about drive-through orders, all right? And inside, there was like room for 4 or 5 people to actually work from the Starbucks. You know what happened after that? They lost customers because the vibes were gone.
Yeah.
And now they're closing that location. Another location is closing. What's going on with Starbucks?
I mean, I think, especially in Richmond, people love their local places. I mean, for me, I have a Lamplighter on the
I do
block.
Love that place.
That place is great. The Blanchards are really good. Everyone loves those. And they're
I
cheaper.
I think Blanchards are a little overrated.
It's a little overrated. But they're cheaper and they're higher quality than Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's that. And it is like this post-COVID, oh, we don't need people inside because we can pay less staff. It's killing so many places.
Yeah.
I remember people used to eat fast food in fast food places a lot. Like, I remember my family would go and eat at Wendy's. I don't know the last time I ate in a fast food restaurant.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. So the store that closed down on Arthur Ashe Boulevard had been there for a decade, and it was very popular, even back to when I was in school here. Everybody, you know, went to that one. The place next to it was the Big Wife's.
Which is also closed.
Mac and cheese. That closed down. And some place called Pizzeria Mungo is preparing to open there.
Yeah, but I saw the sign. I did not expect pizza.
I like that location. And everything's growing there. Well, why would it shut down? They literally built probably 500 apartment complexes right next to that Starbucks.
We're moving the Diamond. We're getting a better baseball stadium. Right. That's such a good location.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I had that big mac and cheese place once. It was fine.
Yeah. I think they just didn't have the right strategy. But yeah. for but Starbucks, that's another, I thought that would work.
I think that mac and cheese place didn't really have indoor seating.
Yeah.
I think that, like, En Suboca does, and it does great. Like, that's such a good place to walk to. I don't know why we're so obsessed with drive-thrus in the city.
So, Starbucks, as a company, has said late last week they plan to close stores in North America, and it's in 2025. Starbucks did say that the number of company-operated stores would decrease by 1%. Richmond getting hit right there. But they also said they would have 18,000 locations, corporate-owned and licensed cafes in the United States, and that they plan to keep growing, actually. So even though they shut this one down... It was kind of sad when I saw the sign on the door and the employees saw me looking at it, and they come over and they were like, We really did love serving you, and we loved everybody in the community. They're all heartbroken. They're like, they're going to move because there's a Starbucks over the hill next to the Diamond now, in the Diamond District next to Toast.
Yes.
So that Starbucks took a lot of their customers.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think part of it, too, is brand loyalty can only take you so far whenever things more expensive.
Yeah.
When I can go to Lamplighter, it's like $4 for a solid coffee.
No.
That's so good.
You know what I keep going back to? We did this bit like maybe a year ago where you told me all of the food, fast food and casual like quick stop restaurants that serve real cheese versus fake cheese. And when you told me that was real cheese at Starbucks, I've been eating their breakfast a lot. I didn't think it was real cheese.
They do have good breakfast foods. I do like that about Starbucks. I've just never been that much of a coffee person, and if I am, it's expensive. They're like $10, like their specialty drinks.
Oh, yeah, I know. But it's not like that these mom-and-pop shops everywhere are that much cheaper. Those are still pretty expensive.
I mean, I think we're talking more in the 4 to 7 range, which is expensive for a cup of coffee, realistically, especially if we're talking about like Keurigs and stuff, but it's better. And people, I think, are taking those $1-2 discounts anywhere they can at this point.
Yeah. So I just wanted to bring that up because
it's sad.
That hurt. I mean, that was my Starbucks.
Yeah.
Every Friday when I do my show from River City Roll, powered by that Starbucks.
No, I had on campus at Tech, there was a Moe's. Yeah. I ate there twice a week.
Yeah.
And then they shut down. I was devastated.
It's disappointing. Yeah. Anything else locally you wanted to bring up here on a non sports story of the week? What's going on with you guys at Allianz?
Allianz, that's just about wrapping up. Second and third is going to be Goose. I'm not hip to them. I'm actually not even going to work those shows. And then Tedeschi Trucks will be the final show. Last one was Weird Al.
Did you? Oh, that's awesome.
That
did
awesome.
You hear about the Turnstile concert at Browns Island last week?
The pepper spray incident?
The pepper spray incident.
I saw that.
The band, this is what I've been told. This is what was told to me. The band invited fans on stage. Security did not get the message. Turned around and maced those on stage, and it affected the band as well.
So from what I saw, it was the cops, not security.
Okay.
But at Allianz, it is kind of two separate entities. Uh-huh. We can radio
them.
This
was at Browns,
right?
Yeah.
And I don't know their system, but I think it's kind of the same, I'd imagine, where you can radio for police help, but also they're just standing around. So I'd imagine that he acted independently of Browns Island and just started pepper spraying people.
Yeah.
I get it. It's scary when people go on the stage, but usually if stuff like that is going to happen or we know it's a band that has people on, that's prepped in a meeting beforehand.
Yeah.
And no, I don't know if that is passed on to law enforcement, those same pieces of information, but he watched 10 people go up there and then he just hit the thing.
Yeah. it was wild situation in Richmond last week. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. If you missed any local news here in Richmond, Virginia, that's interesting, give us a call. 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. Oh, I didn't even get to the Lowe's cat. Francine's missing.
Francine's missing?
Yes. Hear about this?
No.
Oh, what? Yeah. She was last seen in security footage about a week ago.
Do we suspect foul play?
No, they suspect that she might have boarded a delivery truck bound for North Carolina. But there have been, it's been all over my social media. And if you don't know about Francine, she has lived in the Lowe's that's on Broad Street for nearly 8 years now. She's super sweet.
Yeah.
Says hi to everyone. Walks by. It's just, I remember the first time I saw it, I was like, I think I was shopping for patio furniture. And I was like, what the hell is a cat doing on the chair? And then I asked around. I'm like, oh, she's a thing. She's the Lowe's cat.
I can't believe I haven't heard about this. Every single person in the city should be working on this. This should be the number one story in America.
Francine, known as the Lowe's cat, has disappeared, and people think that she has wandered into a delivery truck. Yeah, it's got to bring her back.
She can hang out in North Carolina Lowe's now.
I'm surprised you have not seen the missing signs.
No,
it's everywhere. It feels like.
Wow.
Yeah. She's she's one. She's
ruined my day.
There's it goes Parney, Francine, then way down the list is AWOD. But she's up there, right below Parney as popular people in the
city. She's a Richmond A-lister for sure.
For sure. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.